Давайте
Let's welcome our virtual church.
Amen.
Amen.
Those of
you that are with us and those that wanted to be with us but cannot be through physical things and because we live in different continents, but that does not prevent us from being in the same spirit and serving the same Lord to be together united at the same service. Welcome. So, beloved, I will talk to you a little bit about from my heart. You know, sometimes I love to depart from certain things that, of course, the Lord will take me later on again and just to talk to you about my personal lessons about my life. Because, you know, I'm a man. I'm always after more. I always need bigger and better. I want to know life every morning. I wake up and I pray to God, give me wisdom to get to know life, really. Give me wisdom to get to know you. Give me just a little bit of more, higher level. I don't know God. I just captivates me. And I understand that we are far from where we should be, but we get used to it. You know, it's so not interesting to live in the things that I know. Same couch, same door, same walls painted in the same color. And you know, a man is such a being that the only thing that will draw him is that which he cannot achieve, and that is our God. Isn't our daddy wonderful? Imagine, you're always a man, such a creature that constantly needs revelation, something new, and God, he is the one that you'll never, ever, never, ever, I will never, I'm repeating it, you'll never, ever, on earth or in eternity, you'll get not to know him completely. It will take your whole of eternity to get to know him, and he will constantly move in something new and reveal to you something completely different than you. This is why we serve such a great and powerful God. That will take all eternities of eternities. You will not get to know him completely. I love my God. So, you know, my message today, I'll say it's more like a conversation. I've called it simply the way that it is. You know, in these words, the end of this message, you'll understand. Oh, the way that it is. You know, one time talking to God, Father asked me a question. When you shut all the voices away, shut all the doors, everyone who's speaking into your heart, Daddy starts talking to you. This is something that draws my spirit, and I'll say this. He asked me a question. Can you love everything the way that it is? When the Lord asked me this question, I was shocked. Because at that moment I understood that our God, he doesn't work with Photoshop. He's not an editor, you understand? I understood that he loves life the way that it is. I'm not speaking about witchcraft, darkness, and sin. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm saying that he came to take that away. I'm speaking about that there are things in life, every one of us, that are unfixable, and no matter what you will try to do, they will never be fixed. There are individuals in your life that will never do what you want them to do, and situations in your life that you will not be able to fix ever. What do you do with that? And I am like just new believer, charismatic, full of charisma. I said, that's it. I will fast through it all. I will pray for it all. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And when I grew up a little bit, I understood you'll die, but nothing will happen. You can fast to death. You will just lay out there dead. But God will not be moved by your emotions and your cries. Hello. You know, by living, I understood that there are some things I don't even need to change because they have not been given to me by God to change, but to love that which is there. That's what it is. Listen very carefully. Right now I'm speaking to your heart, not to your charismatic person inside of you. He desires to be just exploding in the power of God. Today we will talk about life, about reality. This is what is drawing me. I want to get to know Father. Why? He wants for everything to be this way. And why? He doesn't do anything about certain things. He's not planning on it. Do whatever you want. God will not be moved, and your prayers will not be heard, because God does not work in your Photoshop. You understand me? Sometimes you look through things, Twitter and other things. You see, this isn't you. This isn't you, really. Kind of your face, but it's not you. This is a painted variation of you in your eyes. Hello.
And right now, Photoshops
are getting to this perverted stage that not only can they take 10 kilos off of you, they'll give you a different figure, make you tan. You know, I understood one thing. We as people, we do not understand. We do not understand the perfection of God, the beauty. Beauty is
to enjoy
the way that it is, because it cannot be repeated. And Lord have mercy that you will touch this creation. You will ruin it. You understand me? Your wrinkles, they speak about your character, and every wrinkle brought you either pain or some sort of lesson. Don't get rid of it. You understand me? I'm not talking right now to you about physical things only. I'm saying that you, by erasing certain things from your life, trying to get rid of it, you take out part of your character. You're cutting things out of you. You are editing the thing that really is you. Somebody listening to me with your heart, or there's just a bunch of charismatic people here. You feel good? Just pinch yourself. Are you here? Smile. It's all good. I'm just hitting you on your head. That's it. But I love you. I love you. If I wouldn't have loved you, I wouldn't do anything. I'd just leave and that's it. I'd go fishing. And then Father asked me this serious conversation. It wasn't anything funny. You know, he asked me this question that moment when my flesh was manifesting. I don't mean in that sense of the word. I'm saying that my flesh wanted to fix everything. It didn't like this. This needed to be fixed. I gotta have wisdom. I gotta have height. I gotta have victories. I gotta this and that. And God says, come down, relax. Told me, relax, stay calm. And when he told me to be calm, I come down. He says, Sonny, listen. Can you just through your thick nonsense in your head, can I break through that? Break through your understanding where you think that you can conquer all, that there are some things you shouldn't be confessing. You don't need to profess or fix, or maybe this arm will never grow out. I took this arm away from you to give you something more. I need to give you a right spirit and to teach you to love. Have you noticed how people that have some sort of problem in their bodies, they're more tolerant to the people that have problems in their bodies as well? You look the beautiful and cooler an individual is, you can't even come near that person. It doesn't want to ruin its pictures on Facebook. Get away from me. Don't stand next to me. Don't. Do not ruin things for me. I'm in my perfect little world, but that is a lie. It's fake. It's not you. If on the inside, for real, if you look inside to who really are, it's not, you're not a suit. Imagine if you were dressed in your heart. Can you just, are you even thinking what I'm saying right now? Would you want to be dressed into your heart right now? Because your heart is you. Motives, your motives, your dreams, they would cover you and everyone would see it. Would you want that? You'd say, not today. Not today. Can you love everything the way that it is? Not just to get used to it and accept it, but to accept it and love it. It was hard for me to accept this lesson from my Heavenly Father because I wanted to fix everything. Oh, I know this baby spirit, and that he thinks he can resurrect all the dead. Heal all the sick. Revelations will flow without a stop. Never, ever. Not a single mistake. No cries. We are victorious. And at this moment, when this huge baseball bat in slow motion is coming straight at your face and smacks you, and everything flies out of you, and you're flying, you're flipping, and you're twisting, you don't understand. I didn't understand. I was confessing hallelujah, what happened? God is teaching you and kicking out of this nonsense. Out of you. He is teaching you the reality. This hit in your face will teach you more than your Bible college because it is called life. I love the lessons of life. Why? Because I received a lot of blows in my face from life. Look how God is speaking with Job here. We'll get to him. Job, who's an individual that, you know, done everything correctly. Job, before his fall, he was a very charismatic person that was proclaiming righteous things. He was the most spiritual individual. And you know, God wouldn't have approached him at this moment if Job really was righteous in his heart, truly. He was righteous on his outside and in his body, yes, he would take care of his family, but the Lord saw something in his heart that wasn't righteous, and that thing did come out later on, and we'll talk about that. We will not talk about righteousness of Job, we'll talk about the things that came out of his heart when he was scraping his wounds, remember? Look. But God places you sometimes into this pile of garbage to get to know who you really are. Did God's relationship change with Job where he was here or there? No. You know that God has unconditional love, and no one can completely comprehend this in this building, I guarantee you. Because if you would understand what is unconditional love, you would have stopped playing Christian roles a long time ago. Because unconditional love means that you, no matter what you do or not do, his love is unshakable and will never be moved ever towards you. It is perfect. It will not change. This is what I want to get to know. This is my prayer. I'm sharing with you my prayer, my prayer closet. This is where I'm at. While you're jumping around, conquering your ministry, I am searching for his heart. I want to die. I want to get to know him more and more. And everything else for me is just a mirage. I want him. Do you understand me? Him. While you're still building your own small pedestal in your own throne, Job 41:11. You know, I am in love with the Father only for one reason only, because he can shut everybody's mouth in such a professional way. He is all-powerful. He's almighty. He is transcendent. He can do whatever he wants. He tells Job, who makes a man blind or seeing? If you want to, he'd make you blind. You'd say it's a curse. No, I'd say it's a blessing for you to stay in the darkness for a season. After certain things, I understood that certain things are not even sicknesses or diseases. This is your bonus. And you say, God, you healed him. But for him, it was a disease, really. With you, it's not a disease. With you, it's your bonus. Thank God for it. For your twitches, for your heart conditions, or the foot injuries. This is your bonus. No, I'm going to pray through it. Tell me, how long did you pray for healing now? I don't remember. Stop. Again, I tell you, stop praying about it, because you, tell me, you know that some people, including me, I was healed from two of the biggest diseases, or not diseases, but dislocations of my spine and my shoulder blades when I was doing, you know, in sports. And I didn't even ask for healing. You didn't get it. You didn't get it at all. You're in this life, beloved. We don't make decisions about anything in this life. Oh, Lord, heal me. All your cries are not needed. If God would move by the soul, the whole of Africa would be fed and dressed. My God. In India, because there's more gods than people there. You understand that? Why is he not touching that? Because he is perfect. Can you just leave everything and love things the way that they are? Yes, everyone will speak for themselves through their lives, but can you continue loving life and going through it and not editing in any way? Your son or your daughter, your grandma, your mother, or your father. We want to edit everything because we are this type of a nation. With us, if we don't listen to the same music, if we don't dress the same, don't wear the same shoes or suits, or don't go to the same church, you are my enemy. Why are you smiling? What? Isn't this the politics of our Slavic churches and Slavic barbarians? We all have to be identical. If something is different about you, and the first thing, people don't come to hug you and to love you. They judge you. He will scan you. And Lord have mercy, something will be out of place the way that they, you know, have it. Is their traditions. Look how quiet it is. I hit a bullseye. This is the most spiritual revelation right here. You can get to love with coverings or without coverings, miniskirt, without skirts, what? Oh, she is making me sin. Really? Get out. Just get out right now. If you're stumbling, get out. The problem is not in there, in you, because all these desires come out from the inside of you, okay? And guys, girls, you open the scripture, if they come up to you and you tell them, if your eye, you know, read the Bible, it's all in the scripture, it tells you what to do with your eye, if it's causing you to stumble. Pull it out, okay, you old fart? What are you looking at me? Come down. That's it. It's all good. We're moving. And everybody said, Amen. Hallelujah. How wonderful is it? Look, how wonderful is it to live in freedom?
Job 41:11.
Job 41:11. Who has first given it to me that I should repay him? Whatever is under the whole heavens is mine. He started getting hysterical. You know, he was complaining and crying, and God said, stop. Come down. Let the steam out. And he answers him, 41:11. Who has first given to me that I should repay him? Daddy himself says, I don't owe you anything. Heal me. Keep on laying there. Heal you. Whatever is under the whole heavens is mine. Look, he asked me, son, am I not able to heal everybody? And like the youth says it, that you get a brain fart right now. One eye is out, and for a second, the brain has stopped working, and your brain farted. I love Americans. And you see when somebody's having a brain fart. It's okay. Americans have great phrases. It's called, when you're stuck and you stumble in your thoughts, it's called a brain fart. And so our father's asked me, son, for me it was like the biggest revelation. He says, son, tell me, if I can do all things, I can do all things. I'm all powerful. I can do all things. Can I not heal everybody? And that's it. And everybody's healed. And right away, my eye went out. And brain released some air. And I said, yeah, you can. He tells me, if I'm not doing it, and I'm not asking you to help me. My helper. My person who likes to evangelize. If you didn't get up, the sun didn't get up, the earth will not turn. Am I not powerful enough to heal everybody or to do this way that the disease will not exist? 2.5 million of people were walking in the desert, in the wilderness for 40 years. I don't want to walk like that. Let me tell you that. Never mind. 40 years in the wilderness around the same mountain. You could lose your mind right there and then. Maybe on a 2,000 turn around the mountain. How long? Maybe we're doing something wrong. Never mind. And so, by walking around the mountain, by looking at all these moments, you see, and you're amazed by the people of Israel. And look, 2.5 million of people are walking around the mountain. And the Lord says, no one had any diseases. Their teeth didn't hurt. They didn't swell up. Their shoes would not get old. The thing is, their walk, their complete walk in the wilderness was a supernatural event. From the rise of the sun to the coming of the sun, from the sunrise to the sunset, it was complete sign and a wonder. They didn't get sick. They didn't have diarrhea because they had proper manna. Everything was good. Everything was right. God says, Sonny, and he asks me, can I do it this way? There's one thing, and just not just heal everybody, but make sure make it this way that this disease is gone. It's non-existent. Yes, you can, Father, probably. And think, why does it exist? And we, as charismatic people, we need to answer. We have been placed by God to fix everything. Why does he need you? To have issues with you, and you having issues in your head. How many years have you been doing the same thing every year, over and over, stumble in the same place? The Lord took the donkey, and that donkey entered into his skull right away. And revelations came out. We talked about a donkey before, how he had this wound in his soul. He talked to the prophet, and then he released the word of God. So, look. He can do it this way that the disease would not exist. Is he not powerful enough to feed all the hungry? If it's allowed, then that God's will is in it. And sometimes we don't want to see it. How is it God's will in all of this? Yes. Where there is God's will, that thing does not exist. Can you understand that revelation? That thing does not exist. The thing that doesn't have the will of God. Yeah. How about sin? Yeah, even sin is allowed for a season. If the Lord didn't need Satan, he'd be out. That's it. All we'd have are his horns. That's it. I'm battling with Satan. All of this is allowed by God. It's allowed by God. It is written that you are not given more than you can handle. Read the Bible. You will be not allowed to go through trials that you cannot handle. You will not be in there. That tells you right there that God controls everything. The decisions that you make, it's your decision. But God allows different variations in your life. Otherwise, it would be wrong. How can you raise up a bride if you has no variation of other groups? No, you didn't get it. You didn't get it. You didn't get it at all. You had a brain fart just now.
Stop.
Love is love when you come up to her. Out of millions, I chose you. Out of all my classmates, friends, everywhere that I was, I choose you. If I would, she'd be the only one on the planet, and I say, out of everybody, I choose you. She'd tell me, oh, why don't you walk around and see if you find somebody else? Just like Adam told Eve, you are my beloved. There's nobody better on the planet Earth than you. Of course, it's either Eve or a monkey. It was a fast choice. You know, that's not real life. Real life is when upon your table you have all this stuff. And the Lord has placed all these things on there, but then there's God on the table himself as well. And he looks not as wonderful and as flashy as everything else on that table. And he's searching not for those that will take everything. He's searching for those who really will love him. Some people say, why didn't God, wouldn't he reveal himself in his whole glory, Shabar? And everyone would come to him. Again, your brain had a brain fart, and you didn't understand everything. Stop. Do you know what that is? You have to understand, beloved, that if there is no choice, there's no decision, because decision depends upon choices. You'd have to have all these choices so you'd make the right decision. If there's nothing to choose from, there's just one thing, you'll select that one thing, right? And how can you be called an individual that went through everything, conquered everything, and made the right choice by choosing God? Some people say, why wouldn't God just manifest himself in glory? It's the same thing as a millionaire. You know why sometimes millionaires dress in regular clothing? There's a program like that, documentary. They dress in jeans, just in a t-shirt, you know, something plain like that. And they come on a simple, you know, regular car, like a Toyota or Honda or whatever, into a restaurant. And just talks, just talking to regular girls. You know, that is how God works. That's his variation. This is God. He took everything that he has, and he hid it. He hid everything. And to find him, you need to love him. He understood the very meaning. Who is the bride? He's searching for that one that will love not just the pretty things and the glamour and Photoshop and this, you know, fanciness of Lucifer, but get to love God in a simple t-shirt and jeans and a simple car. Simply sitting there at the table and just giving you, offering you not his money and victories and his kingdom, but giving you himself. Why does he want to be loved? This is why he took off everything and came to you. And amongst all of these variations and decisions, he did this on purpose so that he wouldn't be more flashy than anybody else. Otherwise, you'll choose him. Of course, you'll see some sort of grandpa, 90 years old, bald, everything is bald, and he's barely moving, not seeing anything, and you're saying, oh, he's a millionaire. Of course I'm going to marry him. Sometimes you see this beautiful woman, she's about 20 years old, and this old guy in a wheelchair. You can really tell that that is true love. And don't even come to me. Yeah, this is all lies. I love him. I love him for who he really is. Because of what he has, yeah. This is why God hid everything. It's all failed. This is why people say, if this was God, I'd find him, I'd know him. No, God does exist, but you will not find him because you need to search for him. Dig, desire, to call, to knock, to run, and to love. This is it. The very heart of his plan, of his purpose. And he's searching for the one, not that will achieve some sort of pedestal and heal everybody, but for the one that will humble herself, will be with him and fulfill his will. Like a true bride. That's it. I don't want anything. What do you want? I don't want anything. I want only what you want, my beloved. What should I give you? What will bring you pleasure, Jesus? That's what you should give me. You understand? This is not about us at all. It's not about you. It's about him. But when he will be sure of your true love, get ready, that will be a wedding feast.
And when
bride will be right there in heaven, you'll see how daddy will give his son gifts, and that what you consider here on this earth, money or gold or whatever, you feel cool after you have gold. In heaven, it's called concrete. The roads are gold. Can we just relax about it all? Calm down. All your stones, your, you know, what clarity that they are. There's nothing to do with that. Let's just relax and search for the main thing. It's for his heart. For his heart.
Смотрите дальше. Иов 41:14.
Move on.
Господь сказал его. Ты спорил с Господом.
40:14.
Я когда это прочитал.
You are arguing with God, Job?
Читайте.
Let's read it.
Перевод. Смотрите, как оно в оригинале звучит.
Look how it sounds. The Lord told him.
Ты спорил с Господом.
You were arguing with the Lord.
Job, ты обвинял меня в неправоте.
You were blaming him, blaming me in the unrighteous things.
Запятая. Что ты не прав теперь.
You are not correct. Comma.
Прикиньте, Бог даже не психует.
Can you imagine? God's not even pissed here. He's not irritated at all.
Ты же обвинял меня.
He told him, you are blaming me, right? Let's talk about this. For instance, what if you're not right? You're not right. I tell you, if you know God, you know how funny this is. Because he says, you are blaming, it's okay, I accept that, that's okay. You can see the humbleness of God. He says, I receive your, you know, accusations. But Job, can you just even allow this small percentage that you could be wrong? God is saying, is that me? It's God, look.
Job,
you are blaming me? What if you are not right? Will you answer me? Question mark. Then Job replied to the Lord, behold, I am of small account and vile. What shall I answer you? He got in trouble right here and then. Oh, man. I think if you started the conversation this way, I think I might be wrong. When I read this, I fell over laughing. I'm a small account and vile. What shall I answer you? I'll lay my hand upon my mouth. Five. I've spoken once, but I will not reply again. Indeed, I've already said it. Why do I have to repeat it? Twice have I answered, but I will proceed no further. And again, the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind, saying, gird up your loins now like a man. I will demand of you, and you answer me. Will you also annul, set aside, and render void my judgments? Will you condemn me, your God, that you may appear righteous and justified? Have you an arm like God? I love how God is talking to him here. He's just squishing him like a fly. Like a flea, actually. Let's look. Will you condemn me that you have made appear righteous and justified? Have you an arm like God, Job? Like the arm of God? Or can your voice thunder like his? Like the voice of God? Since you question the manner of the Almighty's rule, deck yourself now. Deck yourself now with the excellency and dignity of the supreme ruler, and yourself undertake the government of the world if you are so wise, and array yourself with honor and majesty. Can you imagine God? He's not even irritated with you. He loves you. And even if you made a mistake, you got irritated here or there. God is not. He doesn't care about that. God says, relax, sonny. I know who you are. I know who you are.
So,
I'm not amazed by what you're doing.
А почесть неси словно одежды честь и славу. Смотри, 11 стих, красота.
And 11.
Покажи свой, если
pour forth the overflowings of your anger.
Мы только с вами психовать.
Or we can just get irritated and pissed.
И спать.
And go back to bed.
Смотри,
Pour forth the overflowings of your anger, and look on everyone who is proud and abase him. Look on everyone who is proud and bring him low, and tread down the wicked where they stand, if you are so able, Job. Bury and hide them all in the dust together, and shut them up in the prison house of death. And verse 14, I just love it. It's like, if you can do all this, Job, providing yourself of divine might, then I... will, God, I will praise you also. If you do that small thing right there, glory and praise to you. You think God doesn't have a sense of humor? If you read this, you'll bend over laughing. You know, Job was sitting there scraping himself with his wounds. God doesn't care about it. He's talking not with the rotten body. He's talking about with eternal spirit, and there's a difference here. Takes one blink and the body is healed. Another blink and the body might be sick. God doesn't care about all your complaining and grumbling and mumbling. It's this, it's them, it's me. Let out all the steam. Get to love life. Calm down. Accept it the way that it really is. Pretty hard message, is it? How is it this way? It is. Take their bodies and bury them, and I will praise you and acknowledge you if you can do this. And I will allow this option that you can save yourself. Daddy, you're so cool. I officially say that he's cool. There's nobody cooler than Daddy. That's it. Look, this guy got all irritated and... complained, and he calmed him down, explained to him, oh, you think you're God, you think you're all that, you think you can do things. Often, people come into our lives, situations come into our lives that we cannot fix. They come, not that you can fix them, but for you to accept them and to love them the way that they are, and that's it. Not to try to fix it or make it yours, but to love it the way that I see things. Love is one of the components that humanity lacks. In reality, we don't know what is it. Mean to truly love. We're very egoistic people, and we have one component, components that we desire, and some things don't come together in our idea of how it should be. We don't really love things. Scripture says, "Get to love it. Get to your beloved. Love your neighbor as your beloved." How many of you? Will be friends if, for instance, one of you become a cripple. How many of you will stay together if someone will get blind? How many of you will stay together and you love your neighbor? If something will happen, something horrible to them, you will not die, but you'll be somehow damaged. How many of us will stay here together with each other and on and on and on? And beloved, when I thought about that, when I looked through a couple of documentaries, I was shocked that we, humanity, we're very ruthless, ruthless substance, and we have been placed, I understood one important thing by the very first commandment. We have been placed on this earth by seeing the first commandment. You could tell why. You didn't get it. Not to get to love what you like, but learn to love. No, you didn't get it. Not to learn to love the things that you choose to love, but to choose to love. And love, that's it. Love everything. Love everybody. That homosexual and that Satanist as well. The same, just like your own son. Oh. But God doesn't pick and choose. Why don't you love that alcoholic the same way, like that minister and that anointed person that you love so much? And then we ask questions. Do we love? We don't know what love is. This is what I cry out in my room. I cannot love. Teach me how to love. Teach me how to love. I'm egoistic. When I look into myself, I was shocked from things that I cannot love. And my love depends upon from circumstances around me. I said, God, change me. I don't know. Change me. Change me. We've been placed here for one purpose only. I came to heal. No, you didn't come to heal. I came here to preach. No, you didn't come here to preach. I came to get married, to make children, to serve the Lord. Why does God need your children or your services to Him? Why? He needs individuals that learn to love. He needs individuals that cannot do anything but love. Are you understanding? Corinthians chapter 13.
Uh-huh.
If you don't have love, you're like that crash of a cymbal. It's written that everything is under your feet. You've conquered it all. You've taken over everything. You know, you know that scripture by heart. And you have no love, you're nobody. And God is leading me in this life. You know why you want the podium? Because you were not there. You know why you want acceptance? Because you didn't have it. You know why you want certain things? Because you never had it. As soon as I achieve that, I understand that it's all of it is nonsense. Nonsense. And I understood that behind all of it, love is hiding behind it all. Love. Keep on going towards the call. Keep on going. I will lay my hands upon you and send you on your way. When you will achieve that, you ask for something else. And those individuals that understood this lesson, by going through this enchanted circle, they went to the very meaning of it all, meaning of this whole creation, and everything that the Lord has done is to love Lord your God with your whole heart, with your might and your mind, and the one that's like it is to get to love your neighbor as yourself. That's it. That's it, church. This is how Jesus said. This is the law and the prophets. This is it. You can take everything out, forget about it all, and keep this. Because everything else leads you into this, and at the end of your life will bring you to Him, and to this, to love Him and His creation. That's it. And how much have I learned not to accept it and just tolerate it, but to love it. To love it. Love it. Someone receiving something for themselves. Say it's a heart-to-heart talk.
I'm
going to throw revelations here. It's enough. Right now,
I'm talking about
the things that I pray
when
my door is shut. This is my life, this is my prayer right here. This is what I dream about. Teach me how to love. Do you want more anointing? Why? Why?
For that to
prevent me to get to the most important thing? Someone understood me just now. You don't want ministry? No, I want love. I want to love Him and be loved. Why did you get married? Oh, I got tired of being all alone.
Stop.
Why don't you get a cat? Buy a fish. Or a parrot.
Купил. Рот иногда не закроешь.
I bought them. You can't shut them up.
Нет.
No.
Ты вышла замуж, you got потому, married because you were lacking the most important component,
ingredient in the humanity.
Love.
And you, this big, hairy, muscular guy with money or whatever. In your cool car.
Boom.
And you also sitting there. Well, wonderful that you are, but you want love in your heart. Sometimes you take this kitty, this big, muscular guy with a small kitten, and all nonsense left you now because you don't need all these muscles. It's all just a bunch of hot air. You are searching for love. And just tell me that you're not right away. I will prove to you right now that you're searching for love and only for love. You might not call it that. You might be cool and, you know, not admit it. I just want a woman. No, no, no. You don't need a woman. You need love. Yeah, woman will give you love. And if you're a woman, then the men will give you love. But why are we doing it all? Why? I got bored. Why don't you get a parrot? It will sing you songs.
And
now sometimes it's better not to get a parrot because they will tell you what's going on in the house. Or you take them into the hide them in the basement when guests come over because they speak. You want children because you want to love and also you want these small eyes to look at you. You understand what I'm saying, right? Let's get rid of all of this nonsense and really think about why is everything happening. For love, to be loved, and to love. That's it. If you don't believe in that, read the Bible once more again. And that's what... Because so loved the world.
Однажды посмотрев одну передачу,
once I've seen a TV show,
это, кстати, вещь,
and it shocked me.
Мое сердце, я...
It touched my heart.
Я просто отходил от этой передачи, я потом Богу сказал, я больше не буду смотреть такие передачи.
I watched and I said, it's so shocking that I said that I will never watch that show TV show again.
Тем, что одной женщине
I was shocked that one lady was a X-ray or
ребенок уже был там 4, я не помню сколько месяцев.
Something like that, to see the baby
был,
and...
Взрослый плод, личность уже там была. Сделали УЗИ показал, что
they looked inside of her to see the babies.
Ей врачи, знаете, врачи, doctors, им плевать, им просто надо деньги,
really
плевать, и лечить, калечить, убивать, or... воскрешать, им нереально. Что стоит дороже, то
really
они тебе предложат. Кто-то
what's
понимает, да, на
more expensive, that's what they will offer to you. They don't really care about your health. They just worry about the pay and how much you pay them. If they will have a good pay for, you know, doing good surgeries, that's what they will go for. If abortions will cost more, they will do abortions.
When they look at the lady instead of her stomach and
they diagnosed the baby, that the baby was sick.
And
they told her that she could maybe do an abortion, and she said she agreed. And I looked at the TV show, and I was just crying in front of the TV, because that little kid that was inside of her stomach was missing just one hand. The kid inside was just normal. It was just missing one little arm. And they just killed it.
Для меня дети это самое тяжелое. Я
kids
уже,
are just,
я зарёмся,
I'm connected to them.
Меня рвёт на куски.
And when I hear those things, it just explodes me.
Это детка, у которой не доставало одной руки и мешало
that
жить.
Little
кому-то
girl
мешало
who was missing
жить.
Just one little arm was
которая была
being
послана
Богом.
She чтобы was sent научить by God этих людей любить.
To teach those
им
people
она была невыгодна,
to love.
Потому что она им будет портить все семейные фотографии.
They didn't want the
знаете,
little sick girl without a hand just because she would not look good on the pictures. You know, that's just
так,
nonsense.
Мир это извращенная субстанция, в которой
perverted world where
ненависть, зло и хаос.
Evil
вы знаете,
exists.
Смотрел, внутри рвало меня.
When I was watching that,
понимал,
everything inside of me was just screaming
Богом,
out, and I knew that, you know,
объяснить.
God allowed these things
я
to
понимаю,
happen for now.
Богом,
many things God allows to happen just so that we can
я
learn to love.
Передачу,
and I was looking at the TV show, and I could not believe what I see with my own eyes. The little girl who was brought to earth to teach people love, she was aborted. And the woman said that we don't need sick people in our family, not realizing that that kid could have been a very different, unique individual. Beloved,
в этой же передаче показали
in that TV
мужчину,
show, they showed a man,
который бросил свою жену после того, как она пережила
who divorced
автоаварию. И ее
a woman who was in a car accident, her face and her body was defected, they were ugly looking.
И как только некоторые компоненты меняются, человеческая
you know,
любовь
that's not love. When something happens
понял,
to a person you love, you cannot stop loving them.
Он любит тебя именно таким, какой
and God
ты
loves
есть.
You the way you are.
Кто-то понял, о чем я говорю?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Бог не редактор церкви. Он любит тебя именно
He
таким,
loves you the
какой
way,
ты
just the way you are.
Есть. Если бы он любил редактировать, мы бы никогда
if
в жизни
he would
не
like
попали
to, you know,
в боли. Мы никогда в жизни
не recreate us and redo things on us.
Любовь к тебе не поколеблется. Я понял, что Бог не
The love from God will never shake.
Если ты никогда не изменишься,
and if you will never ever, if you won't change into a good side,
не поколеблется никогда.
His love will never shake towards you.
Изменись, Бог тебя не любит. Мы с вами
you know,
не знаем
people say, change yourself, God doesn't love you like this. No,
вообще.
We have no idea what we're talking about.
Мы не знаем, что такое
we have no idea what we're talking about.
Любовь.
We don't know what
we
say, come, you're going to hell, come to Christ, you're going to hell, God doesn't love you. That's not right. And you know what? God loves the most evil people because he does not want them to go to hell. Oh, look at that person, he did this. Oh, look at this person, he did this. We're all the same people. In the eyes of God, nobody is different and nobody has more love from God than the other ones. We're all loved the same.
Живя на земле,
and living here on earth,
я заметил, что создатель
I have noticed
именно любит все таким,
the Creator loves
есть.
The way everything is.
Даже когда из веток, одна из веток на дереве,
even when the trees and the branch
якобы растет в неправильном направлении,
grows
Бог
in
ее не редактирует,
wrong direction, God does not fix it.
Он любит жизнь без фотошопа.
He likes it the way it is. He likes the life without Photoshop. And that branch that is pointing out a wrong direction makes that tree very unique and look very different. And that's what is unique about that creation. Look at the creation. Look at the nature.
Нет, это мы с вами любим влазить в ДНК.
We like to, you know, go into DNA and make our tomatoes look like this and make our cucumbers look like this. We like to mess up the DNA of the nature. God does not do that.
Для Бога это противно, это кукольный
God
спектакль,
like
человек пытается сделать. Он говорит,
It's funny
жизнь,
to him,
потому,
and he says, "Leave it alone. I am perfect in what I create, and I created the way it is. I created not perfect, and that makes it perfect." Do you understand what I'm saying?
If everything,
when everything is person, everything will lose its uniqueness because everything will be the same. With the eyes of the Creator, He created everything unstandard, and all the trees don't look alike. Of course, if a man did not, you know, touch the DNA and ruined it.
И совершенство его является в несовершенном творении.
And his perfection is
Если
being
ты способен
created,
это понять, ты поймешь кое-что.
No, by perfection. Imperfection.
С недавнего времени я просто начал любить жизнь. Именно
no,
такой, какая
она есть.
Я не хочу
ее редактировать.
Или отшлифовывать. Мне просто нравится жизнь.
I just like
знаете,
life the way
душа
is.
Всегда желает приукрасить. Душа — это воля,
In
чувства, эмоции. Если ты душевный человек, ты все хочешь украсить, приукрасить,
wanna,
все выполоть, прополоть, везде
you know,
все повесить, постирать.
Our emotions are taking over us, and we want to, you know, recreate everything, change everything, make everything look better.
Я говорю, что мы душа,
we,
мы все
as people,
хотим
we want to fix everything.
А вдруг исправляя, ты лишаешь именно оригинальности и уникальности?
Take out the uniqueness and the originality that it has. What if by fixing something, what if fixing something in your kid's body or, you know, their health, you will ruin something? What if you're just destroying the original that was created by God?
Душа всегда желает приукрасить, но дух — это не эмоции и чувства. Церковь, вы слышите?
Our spirit is not.
Это не эмоции и чувства.
Our spirit is not emotions.
Дух видит реальность вещей. Если
Our spirit sees the reality, and if we live by the spirit, we see a totally different picture.
Кто-то живет по духу?
Do you guys live by the spirit? Not by the soul?
Вот почему душевный не принимает того, что от духа.
The soul does not agree with the spirit.
Мы читаем. Современного
Let's read Corinthians.
Недуховный, смотри, здесь так красиво написано, недуховный человек, то есть понятно, что он душевный, если он недуховный.
Corinthians 2:14.
Не воспринимает тех истин, которые указывает дух Божий.
But the natural, non-spiritual man does not accept or welcome or admit into the into his heart the gifts and teachings and revelations of the Spirit of God. For they are folly. You know what? We need to look at life not by the soul. You guys, we cannot look at life by the soul. We have to be reborn, and we look. We need to look at you know life by the spirit.
Это часть и завершение.
You know what death is?
Это точка
it's a part of your
это
life where it's like a little period.
Глава,
it's like a last chapter of a book that you cannot end
аспект,
a book with. You know, you have
аспект.
To end a book and that death
Знаешь,
will be
я
that little
смерть,
period
at
the
там,
end of the last
смерть,
sentence of a last paragraph.
Он закончил книгу, он поставил
you know,
точку,
God
он все, что мог, сделал, и больше он не может сделать ничего.
He created our book and he put a period, which is death, at the end of it.
Потому что душевному хочется жить.
Ему хочется our soul wants to live, it wants to be young, it wants always something very weird, it wants something, it always wants something.
И спать не хотелось.
It always wants to have fun, never sleep.
Смотри. Душевный будет бегать и пытаться всех исцелить.
My soul living person, he will always, you know, this person will always run around and always want to heal someone. Oh God, please let her rise up from this wheelchair, please. And she does not get up. And he's all frustrated. And all the people in the building who live the same soulful life are laughing. Because him or the people in the building do not realize that that person will not get out of the chair. So that they, so these people around her can learn to love. Hello. And all the church is being frustrated and we don't believe in God no more. We want to see miracles. Be quiet.
Когда будут его чудеса,
when his miracles will come, God does not need your teachings. You know, while you will be preaching, you know, someone gets up out of a wheelchair at random, and everyone will be shocked. Do you know what I'm talking about? When he wants to be praised, he will do himself.
Did
God chase everyone? Did Jesus chase everyone and said, you know, demons leave the earth? No, he didn't do that. Relax. Bump your neighbor and say, relax.
Живи спокойно, люби себя.
Love yourself. Relax. Everything is good. Even if something is not perfect, or if you're having a little sin here and there, it's okay. Love yourself. Even if you don't see yourself perfect, love yourself. Because if you'll be perfect, you'll forget about everyone else around you. So this is why you will be unperfect your whole life.
Душевный будет бегать и пытаться всех исцелить. Soulful
person всех will always run around and wants to, you know, pray for everyone and marry everyone and be happy with everyone.
Все ситуации исправить, и когда у него не получается,
want to fix every situation, everything. And if when something doesn't work out, they get frustrated because he's so, you know, he lives by the soul and he wants everything to be fixed. And you know what? God frustrates those people because God does not live by the soul, by the emotions. You know what? Let it be the way it is. Love yourself.
Страховочка от хрени. Чтобы быть нормальным, чтобы быть нормальным. И ты ходишь такой чуть-чуть подкошенный, как будто у Павла там где-то жало было. И ты нормальный. С тобой можно поговорить.
Someone can talk to you.
Ты такой доступный, плюшевый, мягкий.
You're soft, you know.
А то смотришь, ходит совершенно.
You're good to talk to. Because all those perfect people are just walking, flowing on the floor and nobody can even come up to them and talk to them.
Смотри. Душевный будет давить на все эмоциональные кнопки, soul, чтобы заставить тебя двигаться. Emotional... Бог не движим эмоциями. Вы видели, когда душевный
buttons.
Пытается
God
что-то
does not
сделать?
Move by emotions.
Господь, сойди!
Have you seen those people to pray, God, please come down?
Господь, сойди!
And they pray the other way, God, please come down.
Потом,
and then they come down on their knees and they cry out, God, come down.
Он сойдет,
no, he will come down.
Не надо для него разрешения.
And he does
твою.
Not need you to allow him to come down.
Кто-то
no.
Понимает, что такое духовность?
Do you understand?
И ты смотришь эти душевные. Они,
what
тебя
spiritual
нет?
Life, soulful life is.
Как его может не
if
быть?
God is there.
Объясни мне, куда он может уйти?
Where
и вообще,
can
как
God
может быть
go
на земле?
That
место?
You would have to be calling for him to come.
Бог мой, это
he's
только
everywhere.
Душевный идиот может это себе. Я не чувствую Бога.
And you, only a soulful person can say, I don't feel God, I don't see him.
Что, радары где-то
you
есть?
Know, are you having some kind of, you know, antennas that feel where God is?
Че? Вижу, ребята, вижу. Ах ты ж мой красавчик. Ты не должен быть движим эмоциями.
You don't need to be moved by emotions around. You know, there are many things that happen around us, the things that we cannot change. Amen? What do we do with that? Just agree with it and love it. Love the people the way they are. Love the situation that it is right now.
Пока ты не выучишь урок, или вообще подарочек до конца жизни.
Maybe that will be your gift. That little imperfection is a gift.
И тебе не поможет ни Бог,
And God will not help you. Doctors will not help you. No one will help you. Because it is your bonus.
Кто-то достаточно взрослый здесь, чтобы понять эти вещи.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Нет. А я вымолю.
Or you're saying, no, you know what? I will pray it all out. I will fast it all out. And I will get my healing. You know what?
All right,
just live the way you are. If that's what you want, sure. Wait for your hour to come.
Instead of loving, you're
trying to go against it.
А тот, у кого нет совершенства, ему нужно 35 лет понять то, что ты понял, о родившемся.
Perfect. You need to understand that.
Чем совершеннее человек,
the more perfect you are, the harder it is to get real love. Бога за свой нос,
за свой дергающийся
глаз. So thank God for your crooked nose, for your twitching eye.
Остановимся на этом.
I'll stop there. Because I might go too far.
Полюби жизнь и также полюби
Just
смерть.
Just love the way it is. Love the life that you live.
Перестань бояться смерти.
Stop
бегать
being afraid of death and running around
придет,
away from it. It will come when it will come. When the day is supposed to come. And if you're not supposed to die, you won't die.
Я видел людей, которые подавили собственной слюной и сдохли.
I've seen people who choked on their own saliva and they died. And I've seen people who got into three car accidents, major car accidents, and they come out of there alive. Alive. What happens?
You
know, I've seen people who had bullets all over their bellies. And what is that? And I asked them, what is that? They say, look, I've got bullets in me. And you know, he did not die.
Никогда.
You know why? Because you will not die before your time is supposed to come. So don't be afraid. If your time will come, it will come. And you should not be, afraid, paranoid by it.
Господи, дверь закрыл, утюг выключил. Успокойся.
Relax.
Именно людей, которые забывали открытый гараж.
I've seen people
открытый
who
гараж. На
forgot
всю
to close
неделю.
Their garages for a week. They went camping and he forgot to close
гараж.
His garage.
А там сейф,
Can you
бабло,
imagine? There is money, there is everything there.
Гараж открытый.
It's a garage.
Вот,
it's
неделя,
open
никого.
For a week. Nobody's
Никто,
home.
Даже крыса не залезла.
Not even a mouse got
а
in there.
А у других там...
But others...
Все зашито, закрыто,
have so many locks,
и
securities, sounds.
Отдирать уже не отдирается, и печку вынесли.
Yet they still get robbed.
Вы понимаете, что это
Do
все?
You understand that it's
Если
that's
Бог
how life is.
Не ополчается вокруг своих детей, если Бог не охраняет, напрасно.
If God
трудя,
does not protect
строит,
you.
Напрасно трудится строишь. Если Бог не хранит, напрасно.
If God does not
страх,
protect you in your life, why would you just, why would you worry to protect yourself? You will not protect yourself if God is not protecting you. Relax.
Боже мой. Перестань редактировать, перестань клянчить у Бога того,
Stop
что Он никогда
God,
не планировал тебе дать.
Попросил
три
give you.
Раза, закрой рот.
If you ask three times and he didn't
три
reply,
попросил,
shut up,
нет,
now it's your time to start loving what you've got. And if you need something,
Ой,
God will give it to your life and you will be just surprised that you got it.
Ты эту жизнь не создавал.
You did not create your own life. You did not. It was not your choice to decide what skin color you want to come with. You did not choose any of that. Stop asking God to stop begging God to give you something that He did not even plan you to give. And if He wants to change something, don't be on the way of God. He does everything by the way He wants to do.
Remember Moses? Пытался ее изменить
when he stopped, you know, changing his life,
камеру,
I'm sorry, Joseph.
И здесь пришли перемены.
It was Joseph. when he stopped controlling his life and everything.
Современного перевода красиво звучит, и я на этом буду заканчивать. Бытие 40 с 14 стиха.
We'll read about him.
14 стих, 15 стих, и перескакиваем потом
It will
до 23
стиха. Genesis 40, 14.
Итак, Бытие 40 с 14.
But think of me when it shall be well with you and show kindness, I beg you, and I beg of you to me, and mention me to fair. And get me out of this house.
Расскажи обо мне фараону. Другими словами, ты ж мне, я тебе, мы тут вместе. Как бы ты понимаешь, что я тебе помог. И... Ну, в общем, он был правильный еврей. Как, смотри, скажи обо мне фараону, чтобы мне выбраться из этой тюрьмы.
But when you are free, remember me, be kind to me, and tell the king about me, so I can get out of this prison.
Из земли моего народа. А ты правду расскажи. Язык у кого был длиннючий?
I was taken by the force from the land of the Hebrews, and I have done nothing here to deserve being put in prison.
Это не важно на данный момент.
You know what? He had to go through that.
Меня похитили из моего дома, из земли моего народа, евреев.
I was taken by force from the land of the Hebrews, and I have done nothing here to deserve being in prison. And 23rd verse, but the officer who served wine did not remember Joseph. He forgot all about him. And when he forgot about Joseph, a few years passed, and then later on, the plan worked. Nobody remembers anything. Everyone forgets everything. And then Aaron gets a dream where they remember Joseph. Remember, oh, I remember there was this one guy. He's in prison. If he's still alive, bring him here.
И здесь уже все, а у него обои расклеены, у него тумбочки стоят, у него ваза с цветами.
And Joseph in prison already has plasma TV, has a couch. And Joseph is not planning to get out of that jail. He's already there. He's comfortable there, and he gets a knock on the door. All right.
Вы понимаете, что мы не контролируем с вами ничего?
You know, we don't control our lives.
Все твои рычажки,
you know,
все твои звоночки,
little calls
все
that we make,
Христа,
little dreams,
Божьей,
and all the desire to get to somewhere, we don't control our life.
Будешь лезть, будь раз за ногу, лезь
if you
раз за
try
ногу,
to crawl somewhere, лежать, God will just take you down. But when you don't want to do anything, you don't want to go anywhere, God will take you anywhere.
Это будет самое мощное откровение, и накрыло всю церковь, и ты в шоке, и они в шоке.
You know, when you come to church and you start praying and the whole church gets whacked. You know, that's our God. He does everything His way. And if something in your understanding is power and something great, no, God has something more.
Я достигаю вообще полной пургой в глазах душевных людей. Я беру вот так, ты подошел и...
You know, people come up to me and I just breathe like that and everyone just laying around me.
Не тот, кто выдохнул, не те, кто лежат. Один Бог знает, Бог всегда лежит.
And God just laughs.
А вы этого не ожидали?
You did not expect that, did you?
Не ожидали. Бог любит сюрпризы делать.
God loves doing surprises.
Успокойся.
So relax.
Успокойся.
Relax.
Все так, как есть.
Everything is just the way it is.
Полюби все, как есть.
Love the way everything is.
Нам всем хочется исправить.
We all want to fix everything. We all want to make everything look better. But how do you know if that... is the way God wants it to be? What if the situation that you're in is supposed to be there? What if the people you have in your life are supposed to be there? Maybe they're just the tools to teach us how to learn. Learn how to love. And you need to learn how to love. Give God glory. It's a wonderful time. Give Him glory. Praise, because He deserves it. And relax. Last message we were talking about death. But here, I'm talking about people who are already dead. Just relax. Let Him take you. Don't be in a warfare for yourself. You should be dead by now.
Ты должен понять одно, что когда Богу нужно тебя исцелить,
you need to realize that when God needs to heal you, He does not need your help. He will do it not asking you.
Ему не нужно твои посты. Зачем?
He does not need your fastings.
Он это делает или просит тебя сделать только ради тебя, ради твоего духа.
He asks you to do it just for you. Sometimes he can do anything whenever he wants to. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is out of time. He is out there. He can go back in the past and
take
out your disease.
Потому что он вне времени, церковь, он абсолютно не нуждается в твоих войнах, потому что ты не понимаешь ничего. Мы не знаем. Поэтому я соглашаюсь учиться любить жизнь.
So I agree to love life.
Длина моей жизни.
You know, the length of my life is long. And I want to learn how to love.
Я хочу повторить, как ты стал мной и полюбил меня. Я хочу полюбить тебя.
I want to love you the way you love me. I want to transform
мной,
into you.
Стал тобой, и все мы жили в одном отце.
So that we can all
попроси
live in one Father. Ask him,
любить.
Father, teach me how to love.
Научи меня.
Teach me how to love.
Научи меня любить.
Teach me how to love everyone.
Научи меня любить безусловно.
Teach me how to love everyone unconditionally. And if everything needs to be changed in my life, I trust you with it. I trust you with it. And I give it into your hands. I give it all into your hands. Amen. Give God glory. The way it is.
Amen.
Amen. Please take up your seats.
Присядьте, дорогая семья. Несколько очень важных объявлений.
Few announcements that we need to make.
Кто у нас впервые?